Update. We're going to go to the press review now with Emily Boyle. Emily, you're starting with coverage of Emmanuel Macron's TV interview on Tuesday night. How have the French papers been reacting?
Yes, well, Emmanuel Macron's interview, 3-hour-long interview yesterday, is on most of the French front pages. Today, most of them are quite confused. Let's start with Le Figaro. Their headline reads, "Face aux colères, Macron défend son bilan." Faced with anger, Macron defends his record. It says the politically weakened president struggled for air as he tried to defend himself. L'Opinion is also pitching it as Macron on the defensive today. Macron had been relatively discreet in the French media recently, and this article says it was a very inconclusive end to Macron's media dialogue, and probably did not very much to help his dwindling popularity. La Provence today was also quite critical. They were unsure of what the president's message was. They say his interview was without horizon nor solution. And finally, on this, Aujourd'hui in France was talking about a powerless president after 3 hours of defending his 8 years in office without providing much insight on how the rest of his mandate will look.
All right, now to Gaza, where a UN-backed report published by experts on food security has been widely covered in the press. Tell us more about that.
Well, the report was published on Monday, but got a lot of coverage yesterday and is still on front pages today. Let's start in Switzerland with Le Temps. They have this front page with a cartoon by Chapat and a headline here that reads, "In Gaza, children are also killed by hunger." They say that children under the age of 5 are most at risk of severe malnutrition. Now, the front page of L'Humanité today was quite distressing. They accuse Israel of using hunger as a weapon of war. Humanité actually has a 2-page spread on the topic today with these photos of these children. It's looking at the impact of Israel's blockade on the humanitarian situation. Of the 2.1 million Gazans, 1.5 are currently considered to be in the worst stages of famine classification. Now, BBC News is also talking about this report. They say that the entire Gaza population is at critical risk of famine. The report also describes how desperate families are trying to find food. Many resort to begging or collecting garbage to earn money in order to afford the little food there's left in Gaza. The article says that aid groups have said the blockade could be a war crime and amounts to a policy of starvation. Now, this has been denied by the Israeli government, but this article in the New York Times here reveals that Israeli officers have privately admitted that Gaza is actually on the brink of starvation. Three Israeli defense officials said they have warned their superiors that the humanitarian blockade needs to be lifted immediately in order to prevent starvation.
All right, to another story that we're covering for you on France 24, Donald Trump's tour in the Middle East. How have the papers been reacting to the first leg of this trip in Saudi Arabia?
Well, let's start with the Saudi press. Arab News today is celebrating a landmark visit, as well as highlighting Trump's promise to lift sanctions on Syria. They're also talking about the $600 billion investment commitment Trump secured from the Saudis. Now, the American press is unsurprisingly slightly more critical today about his visit in Saudi Arabia. The New York Times says that although Trump has said he has secured $600 billion, the details provided by the White House were vague and totaled less than half that number. The article says that this isn't the first time this has happened. In 2017, Trump claimed he had secured $450 billion of investment, but that also didn't fully materialise. Now, Politico was looking at the star-studded cast in attendance during Trump's visit. It says that 36 American business leaders were invited by the Saudis. Trump had said that the primary goal of his visit was to extend American business in the region. But The Guardian is saying that it might be more Trump business that's interesting the president. It says that while the true value of Saudi investments remain hazy, Trump's deals, personal deals with the Saudis, is more obvious. The Trump organization is currently involved in 2 massive real estate projects. And Trump is also linked to a Saudi-funded golf league, which earned him millions of dollars in revenue whilst he was out of office. Now, cartoonists are also picking up on this theme. This cartoon in the Telegraph here illustrating a Trump picking up some personal deals during his trip. Similarly, the Times here, they're also covering with the plane, hinting at the double purpose of Trump's visit on presidential duty, whilst the Saudis are also filling his personal coffers with cash. The Washington Post finally has this cartoon similarly insinuating that the American president is available for purchase as he heads to Qatar today, potentially picking up a plane on the way.
All right, finally from you, Emily, you bring us news that an unusual suspect is on the loose after breaking the speed limit for a second time in Switzerland. What can you tell us?
Exactly. The Guardian is reporting on what they call foul play today. A duck has been snapped flying at 52 kilometres an hour in a 30 kilometre an hour zone in Switzerland. But detectives have quacked the case. They believe this mallard is a repeat offender. A newspaper in Bern said that a very similar looking duck was captured flying in the same spot at the same speed on the same day exactly 7 years earlier. Now, the culprit is still on the waddle, but I would keep an eye out for this mischievous mallard if I were you.
Indeed, it deserves a hefty fine, if I do say so. Thank you very much for that look at the papers.